Today let's learn the several Mogen Avrams and see how they come out halacha l'maisa. So our sugya is three sifim in Kuf Samach Zayin and Simen Reshit Gimel. So yesterday we saw Simen Reshit Gimel, but in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, Shulchan Aruch says Amho Yushnayim Ayiravim Echon Mevarach L'Kula. So the Yenai say Kalim and Shulchan Aruch say, why does Shulchan Aruch say this lashon Amho Yushnayim Ayiravim? Right? So the Mogen Avraham points out Dalit, I think, is Mishneh Berurah. Yeah, but I'm having to find which one it is. Here, Echem Rechula. The Loi Domi Lezimun She'ein Mezamnin V'pachis Mishloisha Dehosam Daita Lema'aker Masha'ein Kein Betchila Se'uda She'meschar Bin Yachad. So it's not like Zimun. That Zimun ain mizamnin pachis mishloisha. Right? Tohosam daitel miyaker. So the question is, why is it that the din of echad yoit moitze acherim? Why legabe bracha rishoina is it different than bracha achroina? Bracha achroina you don't do in lesson three. L'chayra that means that the kviyas only becomes a significant kviyas when you have three. Right, L'chor you'd say, like Menachem, you want to introduce the hanah of being with tziruf. So the hanah of being with other people maybe begins only by three. Avelos, as soon as Maria is according to many posts, going to the Rav, is more than three. Davka more than three, others more than two. So Echad Mivarech L'Kulam, so the Magen Avraham apparently is saying that the reason why the Mechaber said l'shnayim or the Rabbim, because he wants to make the point that the din is really for the Rabbim, but the Rabbim for Baruch Rishon begins by two. Why is that? Because at the end of a meal, so everybody already has their mind to go different places. So you need more people to establish a kviyas. In other words, to put it in Mila D'Alma terms, that for me to stick around at the end of a meal, I have to have more of an incentive. So if there are three guys together, so I have more of an incentive that that's a kviyas I'm sticking around. Moshana came at the beginning, but we said, yeah, we're going to eat together. So then I want to eat. So I might as well eat together with somebody else. So two already creates the kviyas, or the hanoa, the extra hanoa of being with other people. The Mishneh Berurah's lashon marach in this here and again in Reishit Gimel. And this is just an opportunity to get one of the things we wanted to accomplish this year is become more familiar with the Magen Avraham and the status of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, so Houston, and before the Mishneh Berurah, the Magen Avraham was the go-to parish of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Magen Avraham was viewed not so much as a guide of how to practice. The Mishneh Berurah, Chabetz Chaim wrote it as it should be user-friendly. He wrote it so that you can learn halacha l'maaseh. So Magen Avraham was seen much more as a way of being mamik in the lashon of the Magen Avraham. So we'll see that when we go through the various ha'aris of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is a limud, so to speak. It's a in Europe before the Second World War, there were yeshivas that gave shurim on Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham shurim. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Nokat lo shein zeh." The mishum de bebirkas hamazin dinu dafka v'shloish. And obviously, he's explaining what's the Magen Avraham saying. It's like to give you an insight to learn what's the Magen Avraham. Yeah, Magen Avraham writes v'kitzer. So to give you an insight, the Magen Avraham was bothered by this lashon that by birkas hamazin dafka v'shloish mizamnin yachad. Now, in this sugya, so the Rishonim discuss the requirements for what creates Zimun. So I'm skipping over that because the major sugyas of Zimun are in Mem Hei Mem Beis, beginning of 7th parak. So I'd like to wait to learn the sugya of Zimun there, and then remind me to come back over here, and we'll learn the halachas of Kviyas, Legave, the din of Zimun. So we got him. But Yosef, okay, I was waiting for him. We began Shir Yosef by explaining the Mesiras Nefesh I have for Shir. That your whole family left on Matzei Shabbos. And you waited in order to hold on to Shir till as long as you could. I told him that you were thinking of leaving Thursday night. But it's not good to leave so close to Shabbos. You could get stuck in Rome or someplace. So you could miss the Simcha. Good. So we appreciate your hanging out with us till last minute. And so we're doing the Magen Avraham and Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. And now we're showing how the Mishnah Berurah and Kuf Samach Zayin Siv Kot Nun Dalid explains the Magen Avraham. The Davke V'Shleishim Mezamnin. So, and in Yirt Hashem, when we learn the sugya of Zimun, so there we're going to discuss whether Zimun is simply being moitzi other people with a kviyas, or is Zimun a new din? Is Zimun a din that the birkas hamazin b'Zimun becomes like a birkas, like a tefillah b'tzibur? So that will explain Yirt Hashem. Yirt Hashem will explain. Hopefully, we get to that from them. Hey, I haven't learned the sugyas carefully enough. I think that's the mahalach that's there, but I don't know the rayas yet. I have to look at it more carefully. So here, the Mishnah Berurah amplifies the Magen Avraham and says the davke b'shloishim ezamnim yachad umaitzin kol echad as chaveiroi. And by birkas hamazon, so the chadchila I cannot be moitzi you. We should not say because when it comes to haidah, you give your own haidah. If a person can't read, if he doesn't know how to bench, then I can be moitzi him. Avol by birkas hamazon, birkas hamoitzi, afilu lechadchila yochal haitzi b'shnayim echos chaveroi. V'tam mavur lekam and reish siman kuf tadi gil mishmeru. Now the beralach over here says that it is preferred. Berlocha says, oh, that's where you should go. The Berlocha says, no. This one? No. That's where you should go. And this one. Yeah, here we go. No, be our grub. Shkaya, good. Thank you very much. Okay. So over here. Avafilu mesubin yoidin ba'atzman levarach mikol makayim hider mitzvah. Sheechon yivarach v'yoytze chulon de beroiv amad rasmela. I was thinking there are three different forms of Beroiv Amad Rasmelech. Over here, what's the Beroiv Amad Rasmelech? The alternative is that we're both going to say the Baruch at the same table, the same place. So apparently there's a Beroiv Am, which means we're doing it, the mitzvah mamish, together. Actually, there's a Beroiv Amad Rasmelech, which is a bris, the invited person to a bris milah. So Shulchan Aruch discusses, the Rishonim discuss you should do the bris milah with a large group. There's a discussion amongst the achronim if you have to choose between zviz and magdim doing it early in the morning or doing it berayvam is machlekes what's better. Or chashulchan, the malbim that's the chaim is machlekes. So, what's the when you do a bris berayvam? It means they're spectators. They're not connected to the bris. So that's one Ravam. Then there's a Ravam over here where you're actually being moitzi, right? Kiddush Shabbos. So the Achronim say it's preferable to have one person to be moitzi the group because of a Ravam. But what's the alternative? We can all sit there and say mamish together. So it's going to be the same number of people. So you see there's a Ravam where we're doing it together. And there's a third Ravam. And that's the Berayvam of Pesumi Nisa, where that's mamish the mitzvah. When it comes to Megillas Esther, so the Shulchan Aruch writes that a person should try to go to a large place. One should not break up into small minyanim for Megillas Esther. Why is that? Because that's mamish the mitzvah. We're far the same. Mishnah Berurah says that one doesn't have to close all the small minyanim in town. Right? Lachar, it sounds like we should close every shul, and fill up all the large shuls. When you filled up every large shul, and then you can open up a small shul. But it sounds like you should close down all the shtiblach. So Mishnah Berurah says, no, you don't have to close down. If you have a minyan kavua, you can go to minyan kavua. But to break apart a shul, that's connected one of the essential aspects of Megillas Esther. The same thing for tefillah bit tzibur. So tefillah bit tzibur is the larger the tzibur. It's not just that it's beroyim am. But you have more zechuyas of the tzibur. So, l'chayver, there are three kinds of beroivam advis melech. One where beroivam is an essential part of the kiyum mitzvah. One where beroivam, the other extreme, where beroivam is just a lot of spectators. And there's something in between where beroivam, people are actually participating together. Right? So this is that second beroivam. We'll come back to this nakuna later on. So now the Mishnah Berurah in Reshit Gimel at the very beginning, right, says, I thought he says, he has two reasons. In my Mishnah Berurah, he says, right. He also quotes Bereva Hamanus Melech. Bracha Mishayna. Yes, he has two reasons why we say Birkas HaMozin is different. One is because people are spreading apart, and the other is because by Birkas HaMozin is a deraisa. So in order to be moitzi others in a deraisa, we wanted to have a larger group. He says the nafkamina is if everybody ate poches mi sviya, so then the Birkas HaMozin is derabanan. So he says then theoretically, one should be able to do Zeman with two. But I think in the end he says we wouldn't pass on that. So that's in Reish Yud Gimel that he's referring to. I have to find it later on, but it's there. So the coming back to the Magen Avraham. Yeah, Ari. Yeah. So there it's just there.
It's about making bracha on the votes of others.
Right. So that would be this kind of a brayva.
Right.
Yeah. Good? Good?
Sorry. Never mind. Okay. I have a question about the other type of brayva. That Purim is in the more clueless with Tibur?
No, Purim is because the mitzvah is being a parsim and a. So the bigger the person I have right now, the more the mitzvah is enhanced. The heater comes from the fact that I'm doing a bigger piercing. So I wouldn't call it. I would say that then the Vervayivam is, that's the kind of heater that it is, right? And that one kind of heater that's just how a lot of people give cover to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But one kind of Vervayivam is where it, the heater is because it enhances the essential part of the mitzvah. When it comes to a tzibur by being mispalo, so there we also apply Vervayivam had mispalach. But there, it could be that the mitzvah of davening b'tzibur is that we can discuss it at some point. It's a machloek is whether it's a separate mitzvah with a heder mitzvah. Exactly why it's so that there, I'm thinking that the. That the heder is also an essential part of the mitzvah because when it comes to Shmon Esrei, I'm oid mifnei Melech. So if I'm oid mifnei Melech with more people, so then it's more kavod Melech. Then my personal status becomes less important, which is good. So my avarice and not bolet, and the zuchis tzibur are increased. So those are all elements of tefillah per se. So that's the first Torah that the Mogen Avraham makes is Imho Yushnayim Oy Rabim, but to point out that the Rabim of Birkas HaMazon is different than the Rabim of the of Bracha Rishayim. Echon Mevarach Lekulam, Vedav Kei Sivu, Shehu Derech Keva. That's also considered to be derech keva. The lashon of the rishonim is that the haseba is a simon for being kaveh. The haseba is not the kviyas. The kviyas, how do we know that? Because the Gemara says that if you can't do a seba, but you say, let's all sit together, so it means that the haseba, since that was the way in which people would sit together, so that became a simon for being kavua. And it says in B'nei Beisai, Afilu Yoshvu B'loy Aseba. But if they get together below Aseba, so now there's another chiddush. The chiddush of what happens if some are sitting. Miktsosan Mesuban. Echa Mevarach Avshayna Mesuban. Right? Sounds like you have a crowd. You're making a bar mitzvah. You can't get everyone to sit at the same time. Does that mean the guys who are not sitting have to make their own kiddush? So that's why it's a very important Mogen Avraham. It's not that once some are sitting, why? Because again, a seva is more of a simon than a seva itself. Then halacha is that nowadays sitting around the table, that's our kviyas because we don't have sofas or couches. So Mogen Avraham makes the point that is only when the shulchan's available. If you're in the park, the shulchan's not available, so therefore the shulchan is not needed for kviyas. Masha in a cane, what happens if at home you're not sitting around the table? So then, it could be the fact that you're not using the table and the table's there, so that is gayreya. That takes away from the kviyas. This is an interesting mishnebur, mishum din negror and acharov. Whether that is a different din than being kavua. So the uladidon, vafiladidon, utzaloimar, The leitema kevin she yeshiva di don havik yaseva di do became a welcome to leiboy yaseva di do kugain she kovu mokim achilosan. Tainu she omu neichel kane be mokim pleini became a labai from nevesa. Have immediately done leitzerach afilu yeshiva. Kamash vlon de below yeshiva le mikri keva. Even though the Mishnah the Berlocha said that if some are sitting and some are standing, that would still be good enough, but there has to be some kind of yeshiva. The didon leitzarach afil yeshiva kamashm d'vlo yeshiva loy mikre keva.
Does that mean we need
yeshiva
or we don't need
yeshiva? It means we do. We need yeshiva. Now, so next sif. Is the din of when one is not at home. Right? So, Aruch said, Didon, Afilu, Kavu Mokim Lachilosan, you need a table. Because if we would sit around without a table, they're eating buffet, then that's not considered to be Kavua. The Yesh Ladun, in a situation where you have a buffet style in the house. So that could be that you're in the house together, you decide to eat together, that might be enough of a kriyas. Because there you're not using, there's a decision that as a tzibur you're not going to use the table. Tzarchian. So then the second sif, you'd base, second sif in this topic, is that's all if you are in one particular place. What happens if you're on the road? Can you, how you convey it being on the road? So, the Shulchan Aruch says, even if we're still all on our horses, but if we decide to gather in one place, right? Like a drive-in, right? If you drive into, you all decide you're going to drive into the parking lot, that's where you're going to take a break, traveling away, going cross country, and then you're going to say, we're going to stop in this place. So, you have to all get out of the cars in order to be able to be mature for not. But if you were riding and eating, then there's no kviyas. Okay? So the Magen Avraham says, well, what happens if you're in a boat? What happens if you're on a agala, a wagon? So the Magen Avraham says, if you're on a wagon, he has a suffix. If that's and you all stop at one place, he has another shot. If you're all in the same wagon, see, that'd be enough kamina for us if we are on a bus together. Right? The Magen Avraham says, should be chof. Okay, well, no, chof hey, no, chof zayin, chof zayin. If you're all in one, the same wagon, we're going to eat on the wagon. So even though we paskin in Hilchas Shabbos Rochav Kimahalach, then the Yeshiv Ba'Gola, we call Mokim Kevan Sheshloshtam Yeshiv Ba'Guda Echos Yesh Loimar Demitzdarfen. Even though they keep on walking, they keep on moving, but they're all in the same place. But in a boat is posh. I'm trying to figure out what's the chil between the boat and the bus. Now the Mishnah Brura paskins. Who's that? It could be on a bus also for a while, though. So, halacha lemaisa, look at the Mishnah Brura. Look at the Mishnah Brura. V'im yoishim ba'gola achas v'omru noichal kan v'oichal in yachad mistapik amogen avram de'efshin mitstarfe. Maybe they are mitstarfe. He said the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're eating while you're on the road, you're not. It's not called a kviyas. But the Magen Avraham says maybe it is called. Afagav de ba'olman they say ba'golik malach nami mikol mokem kaim shal kolponim kulam yoishim agud achas. The mitzvah, the kviyas gomer. Why is it a kviyas gomer?
all about kavana and how much like you should ask, and when doing it on the boat, you're not thinking about driving and this and that. In a wagon, you're like really involved. A bus might even be different than a wagon. It's a bus, you're not involved. There's no stakes. You're actually like set in your das.
Could be. Then
it could be that like it's a question of like how we view the boat and the water.
No, yeah.
It could be that like the boat is really stationary and it's just like the water.
The roads, And eat and whatever. There's our boat, that's it.
Shy?
And maybe you're sitting the whole time, like on a bus, as opposed to the boat. You can move around, walk around a little bit.
No, could it be that? Yeah, you have anything like a cruiser.
We had it in like the city of Lake Nakhon.
Yeah.
With the boat, but I forgot.
Yeah, you had it in Gittin. That's the whole thing.
But that was a question we just asked.
It's the water. The agala, you can stopping it off. The boat.
So the boat
lechara is partial that you're kavua together. But the Mishnah Berurah is noted like the earlier rabbi to say that even in agala, even in a bus, we would be able to be kaveya. And one could be ma'aser in the bus also. Even though you could argue, in the bus, we just happened to be together. We didn't get together to eat. In the bus, we got together to go someplace, right? That's the Mishnah Berurah makes that point. If you sit down, because you sit down to work together, and then let's eat now, that's not called kviyas for achila. You could not be ma'aser somebody else in the bracha rishon in that case. Because you didn't get together, your kviyas was to study, and then you break out some food. So when you're on the bus, your kviyas is to get someplace. Now you break out the food now. So lechara, you could argue there's no kviyas for achila right now. Even they say nechal mokay madani, we're also going to eat, right? If you decide to eat in a certain place, get off the bus, have a picnic, something else. So that's why you can understand what the Magen Avraham would say. He's mistapi whether ba'agola. It's considered to be a kviyas for achila. So on the other hand, you could then argue.
The boat's also going somewhere.
Yeah, correct. So the suffix, correct. So the lechayram, the boat is like being at home. So you don't say, well, we're home to sleep and to take care of things and never be kaveya. So at some point you're saying that the ability to be kaveya, azman achila, mokem achila, that is a kviyas for achila. So I'm thinking the boat, because there is no alternative, we're there for the long run, so that's more like a bias. But when you're on the road, since you could stop and start, maybe that's the suffix of the Magen Avraham.
Like white water rafting.
I would agree. Yeah. That's more like an agala than a boat. Then, the very end of the Magen Avraham, there's a surprise ending. Shulchan Aruch in Yud Gimel, right? It Aleph Yud Beis in Yud Gimel. Yud Aleph is the din. Kviyas Mokim, Yud Beis is traveling. Yud Gimel Hecha Delay Kovum Mokim. The Minshu Kolechem Baruch Liatzmai. In the case where you have to make your own bracha, Im Kiven Amavaruch Loitziyam Im Skam Nulatzeis Yotze. So what's this then? This Mamsh goes against Al Sugya. So Magen Avraham explains Tzarch Loimar. T Rosh is not like that. V'chein kosev b'ramazim, and the Rosh and the Ramazim said also, you're not yotze. V'chein kosev b'arim, v'chein kosev b'piskei Rosh should be. V'zel l'shoin l'rashi im kol echad yeshiv levadai afagav shen eskavin shemei o'mashmiya ein yotze v'birkas ha'moitzer sh'chaveri sh'tzor sh'yikivu em yachad u'lepish v'chananel ein ha'kein ad kan l'shoinai. וכבר כוסף הראש, שפירש רשי עיקר, ומתשוב עשה רשבה, שכוסף הרבי יוסף אין ראיה, אבל גם אין זימן לפרס, מכל מוקר וכובו יחד, מה שאין כן היכו שלו יקובו. And then he quotes them, וכן מוצוסי בחידושוב, as we learn this together, שיקשו הקיים מולן שמה מולי עונה יוצא, וצרח איון, עד כדי רשבו צרח איון. Mashma dekan, afilu b'di omad lo yotza. Because that was his kasha. So the Magen Avraham l'chayr was choylek on the Shulchan Aruch and says that one should even b'di evid, one is not yotza. Mishnah Berurah says, perish b'di evid yotza shalei tzrichu levarach kolechon ela lechadchila. V'ayim b'Magen Avraham shinich din Shulchan Aruch b'tzarachiyon. Look at the Gra, and he was machri like the Shulchan Aruch. Now, and the Raya is in Birkas Hamazon. The B'di'evan, if one did Zimon without a Kviyas Makim, so then one is Yaitse. So now, this is finished up. So now, we come to the end of the Shulchan Aruch, and all of a sudden we have a surprise ending. The Shulchan Aruch says that the whole sugya that we're learning is a lechatchilatik of sugya. But with the Eved, one would be yotze. And the Lashon of the Vilna Gaon is even more surprising. If I can find it. This is the Be'er Halacha. This is the Be'er Hagro Kusam Zayin, yeah. Okay. See if you'd give them. Uledatam, it's by Birkas HaMozein. If you have less than three, Tzorech Lechalek, Bein Veleikova Lemokoyim She'ein Mezamnen, Umikol Mokoyim Das HaRekeach, Usha'or Paiskim, Iker, that b'di'eved, the benching will be chal. V'chein b'birkas ha'peiros, af she'ein zimun le'peiros, but if I make a bar for eitz for you, even though l'chadchila I shouldn't do it, and there's no kviyas makim, so you would be yoyse b'di'eved, ela she'lechadchila osir. That's also surprising, right? Because if you say l'chadchila, it's one thing to say that you're not yoytze lechadchila, but you are yoytze. But that to say that lechadchila is also to do this, what does that mean? Lechadchila, where's the iser? We're sitting next to each other. We were not kovei amokim. I make hamoytze, and you want to, and I have a mind to be moytze you with my hamoytze, and we don't know halacha kviyas amokim. So lechadchila, the Gra says that was also to do. What was also to do? For me to have in mind to be moitzi you, if you wanted to skip the bracha, but with the eved, once we do it, so we're not going paskins yoytzei. So just a surprising lashon of the Vilna Gaon. So we have three halachis over here. We have the Shulchan Aruch that says that our sugya is a lechadchila deka sugya. Right? What does that mean? Lechadchila. Lechadchila, I can be. L'chadchila, we should all make our own amoitzi. But if someone decided otherwise, right, there was not kevei amokim, they happened to decide all to stop in a certain place, and they got together, and it wasn't B'Shulchan Lech, and it wasn't Mamapa Achas, and they're going to get back on the bus soon, but they decided they're going to eat that place and that place. So L'Chadchila, they should all make their own Brochis Rishonis. If the Kviyas Mokim wasn't established, if they all decided, they got together to have some conference or something, and then they said, let's break out and we'll have lead right now, so there wasn't a Kviyas Mokim for the Suda, so then L'Chadchila should go on Amoitzis. If they got together for the Bar Mitzvah and they have the schedule to have a Moitzi, all right, we have to make a schedule up for the Shabbos. So, so then when we'll be Moitzi, everybody will be Kaveh Mokim. But when we were learning the Sugya, we thought that if there's no Kaveh Mokim, you cannot be Moitzi somebody with the Bracha. He has to make his own Bracha. So that's taka what the Magen Avraham says. And one cannot be much the other person. Right? It's like, because it's in the category of Kevan Shiyotza and a Moitzi when it comes to Birchas Hanenen. And even when we say, when we say that he is not Yotze yet, so you need to have a Kviyas Mokim, because that was the Mishnah. Because there's no Tziruf. Just like the Gabi Peres. So, surprise ending of the Sugya is that our Sugya is a Chalchila. But with the Evid, if we were Mecham to do it, then the Bracha works. Even like Kviyas Mokim. And then the next surprise ending is the Gra, Tzorchi and Gadol, the Gra means. The Gra means, says, if when L'Chadchila is Moitzi other people, that was also to do. What was the Easter? I made a bracha. So it was also for my friend to ride on my bracha, not to make his own bracha. So I was thinking perhaps we could explain the following. Perhaps we could explain that the din is, we saw, the Rashba left the whole Sugi B'Tzarachiyin. We don't really understand. Rashba says, I don't understand. I have Shemei Ka'ina. I have a Nias Amin. So what's the Kviyas Mokim that's required? We explain that there's a requirement of Kviyas Mokim because when it comes to a bracha, a birchas on mitzvah, so we are all involved in the same mitzvah. So there is a guf echad. How do we explain this? Because the Ritva used the lashon of guf echad legabe birchas on mitzvah, and the Ra'o used the lashon of guf echad legabe birchas on nenen. So we suggested that if we're Kaveh Mokim, so then we're mamish benefiting. There's a hanah beyond the hanah of achila. There's the hanah of achila betzavsa. There's the hanah that creates a din of zimun. So there's the hanah that creates a iser of sudim eres legabe avelus. So we do all have that same hanah. The social hanah, we do all the same hanah. That's kugufa. So, Magen Avraham says, let's say we're not kaveh together, so we don't have the kviyas, we don't have the hanoah. What hanoah do we have? What guf echad do we have? So that's what I was thinking. Maybe we do have the beroi bem hadras melech. Right, that's the Magen Avraham said, and he disagrees with this. But the Magen Avraham said that if we make a bracha together, so there is the kiyam of beroi bem hadras melech. So maybe that's the, just like there's an extra din of arvos, here's an extra din of berei. So maybe that's the issue between the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham. Shulchan Aruch says, lechadchila, my bracha is only works if he might see others if there's the extra hana of kviyas. But for the Eved, as long as it was a kiyam and berei v'am hadras melech, So that does create enough of what we call a guf echad. We're not all getting a hanoah, but we're all participating together in this kiyum mitzvah, in the tiyum mitzvah. Just like when it comes to arvos, I am participating with your mitzvah. So here we're all participating together in the roi v'amadrus melech. Oh, that's enough. That's like arvos. So that's why the machar would say, but yeah, it'd be okay. Lechachila, one should be participating in the hanoah of achila biyachad. But the yaved, we're makayim a similar kind of din to arvos. And the Mogen Avraham says that the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said legabe zima, you'd have to have three because we are peeling away there. So the kviyas is only created by three. And the Gemara didn't say that. The Roi v'Hamadrus Melech is enough of a mitzvah. Good. Okay, we're going to stop here because I can catch a certain shiur downstairs, which is important. And looking forward to having me together. We'll send out through WhatsApp schedule so no one will get lost over the course of Shabbos. We'll miss Yosef, Mirtum, Miss Kenny.